letting the Lord have his way with thee. I don't know about you, but I say, nope, I got it down here, God. I'll get you with you as soon as I have it all handled. I think as long as I've presented here God's word, I've said we live upside down and backwards. And maybe you guys have it right, but for me, I am upside down and backwards. Here we are at the third week of 2021. So how you doing? Yeah, life is good, isn't it? You know, is the world we live in much different than it was in 2020? More than likely, we're going to hear of riots in cities across the nation. We'll have to continue to persevere through this worldwide pandemic. Our economy will suffer. Businesses may close down. We may suffer the loss of a job. The list goes on. Today, I'd like us to look at the promises found in God's word so we can triumph over what this world will throw our way. When we implement what God's word says to do, we become more than conquerors and have victory in our circumstances. Is that your plan for this year? Absolutely. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Look, if you feel like you're looking directly into a looming dark cloud of trouble, take courage. There's shelter in even the most furious storms of life, provided you know where and to whom to look. Psalm 91 offers much encouragement and hope in the midst of the trials life might throw our way. Wonderful promises from God. Are you familiar with them? Do you want to know them? Have you hidden them in your heart? Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you have given us the handbook to life, that you have given us the promise that you go before us, that you'll never leave nor forsake us. And I pray that you would speak mightily to us this morning through your word. God, I'm humbled that you use me as the vessel, and I pray that I would represent you well, that I would fearlessly and boldly make known this message. I give you the praise in advance for what you're going to do through this time, and I pray that it makes a marked difference in eternity. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you have your Bible or if you have your cell phone, let's all turn together to Psalm 91. Listen to the promises offered in this psalm. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You'll not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample on the great lion and serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord. I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. That is something to honk about. Last year, I offered the suggestion to seek God with all of your heart. How you doing with that? working on it, good response. Now, I really miss the intimate response, and the horn blowing may not apply there, but we need to work in that direction. Listen to the promises here found in Psalm 91. Added to such diligent seekers. This is not a list for everyone. Verse 1. You'll find rest in God Almighty. Verse 3. He'll keep you from deadly pestilence. Verse 4. He'll cover, protect, and be your shield and refuge. In verse 5, we find that we won't fear night terrors or daytime attacks. Listen to verse 6. You won't need to fear plague or pestilence. How fitting for today. Verse 7 tells us God will preserve us in the midst of violence. Drop down to verse 10. No harm or disaster will overcome you. The list goes on. In verses 11 and 12, God's angels will guard you and protect you. Verse 13 says you'll be victorious over natural and spiritual forces. The promise of verse 15. The promise of verse 15. God will be with you when troubles arise. He delivers you. Go to the spiritual bank with that. He will answer your prayers when you call upon him. And ultimately, verse 16, he'll bless you with long life and give you salvation. Here's the question. To whom does God, the God of the universe, the Lord, the Most High, promise these things? Answer, to those who draw close to him and rest in his shadow. Are you standing so close to Jesus that you're in his shadow? Now, granted, God is really big, so how can we miss that shadow, right? He's ever present. Who does God promise to offer these? To those who trust him and look to him as their refuge and fortress. To those who love the Lord with all their heart and call on him and acknowledge him as Savior and Lord. To those who put into practice what God's word says to do. So how are you doing with these things? I know I'm asking hard questions. And I just spent more than 3 weeks asking myself these questions. And I'm working on it. Good response. So the most important question that I offered was, have you acknowledged Jesus as your Savior? And are you loving him with all your heart? Look back at, thank you. Excellent. Well done. Look back at verse 14. If you have your Bibles open, or scroll up to verse 14 if you're on your phone. If you're not, listen to these words. Verse 14. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. We do this when we pray. Some here are familiar with Matthew 6, 9 through 13, when Jesus gives us the all-familiar Lord's Prayer. Let me direct your attention to that portion of the prayer where Jesus says to ask God, your Heavenly Father, to deliver us from evil, or the evil one. Jesus is bringing to our attention the importance of prayerfully asking God to deliver us from evil caused by that guy, I don't like to mention his name, Satan and his little demons. Jesus' instruction to the believer is to call on God in prayer whenever we need his protection because he cares for us. He's there. When storms of life arise, how do you respond? Mark chapter 4, verses 36 through 40, can serve as a reminder how to keep our faith in check. We read, he said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drowned?" He got up. He rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet! Be still!" Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you afraid? Do you not have faith?" Some of those disciples were experienced professional fishermen, men who had spent days, even nights, on that body of water. But this fierce storm was so overwhelming, they were afraid. You ever been there? Do you feel like a looming dark cloud of trouble is in front of you? Are you facing a furious storm today? If you are, may I suggest looking to God in faith and prayer, and then expect your storm-tossed situation to cease, to become calm. Ask your Savior and Lord to speak to the storm his powerful words of quiet, be still, apply to those who believe and are fully capable to restore completely calm to your soul. But you must believe. What enables Jesus to calm even the most ferocious squalls in our lives? In the Great Commission of Matthew 28 at verse 18, Jesus came to them and said, "All authority has been given me in heaven and on earth. There's nothing you'll face on this planet that is not subject to the all authority of the Lord Jesus Christ." When you pray to your Heavenly Father in Jesus' name, you're calling upon everything the Lord is. He's King of Kings, He's Lord of Lords, and so much more. Savior, Healer, Deliverer. There are no problems, difficulties, furious squalls in your life that are beyond the reach of the power of God's control. Jesus didn't sugarcoat the truth about life in this world. He plainly told his followers, in this world, you will have trouble. Allow me to remind you what Jesus told us in John 16:33. "I told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you'll have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." If you believe what Jesus says in the Bible, we're not to let trials and troubles and tribulations defeat us. He says, "Take heart. I've overcome the world." In the midst of this world's trouble, we have access to the power to overcome. Jesus Christ is the power. Is He in you? Is He your focus? Are you loving Him with all of your heart? Are you trusting Him with every situation this life throws your way? The Bible reminds us in Romans 8:37, "In all these things, we're more than conquerors through Him who loved us." We read in 1 Corinthians 15:57, "Stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourself to the work of the Lord." And 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Thanks be to God, for through what Christ has done, He has triumphed over us so that now, wherever we go, He uses us to tell others about the Lord and to spread the gospel like sweet perfume. When the life storms of your life come up, whatever they may be, what will be your focus? Fear or faith? Worry or confidence? Disbelief or assurance? When the storms of life show their ugly face, will you react with fear, worry, and disbelief? Or with assurance, confidence, and faith? May I suggest following the instructions of Hebrews 12:2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. What if we were to spend the balance of 2021 looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, fixing our eyes on Jesus? You know, the surrounding context of these verses is about running the Christian race victoriously, throwing off the sin and the other hindrances, persevering even when the race is difficult, and not growing weary and losing heart. Making it through this life comes from looking unto Jesus. That's to say, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Jesus endured even the cross. I mean, have you thought about the cross? And for the joy set before Him, He knew what was held for Him beyond His redeeming death on the cross. Heaven! Remember Jesus' words, "In this world you'll have trouble, but our troubles are nothing in comparison to what He endured for us in the pain of His crucifixion. He died for our sins. He was buried. He was raised to life for our justification. He Himself is the solution to our troubles. And I leave them on the table." Well, I have one more week, and then it'll be the fourth week of 2021. And I'm going to fix my eyes on Jesus. Because if I try to make it through this life in my own strength, more than likely, I will crash and burn. Like Jesus, we too can face trials and tribulations for the joy set before us. He assures us that He's our Savior and Lord. He's overcome the world, and because of this, His faithful followers have victory. We're more than conquerors. Our triumph is in Him. Would you agree with me? I got an amen. How cool is it? Let it be so. In the midst of life's furious squalls, look to Jesus. Fix your eyes and your heart upon Him. Even in the midst of terrible storms, He can bring complete calm to your situations. Our action is to ask and believe. How you plan to make it through the balance of 2021 and all it holds for you is completely up to you. Father, I ask that you would not allow Satan to rob, kill, or destroy one word that has been spoken here. That these words that have gone out would fall on fertile soil, softened hearts. That your Spirit would convict our spirit to seek to do the things you desire us to do, not just this year, but until you call us home. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I share these verses from 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7. If you will humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and in His good time, He will lift you up. Let him have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. Let him have it. Walk in his strength and power this week, the next, until he comes again or calls us home. Be blessed as you go about this week until we meet again next. Amen.